and then form our opinions. But it turns out that, unbeknownst to us, most of us come by our opinions and then select the evidence that supports it and are quick to reject the evidence that doesn't. Mm-hmm. So what this literature is suggesting is that we won't be terribly successful in convincing someone of our opinion or changing their mind or even opening up dialogue if we're just marshaling facts. And so what actually turns out to work best is that when we can bring a narrative, when we can bring a story, when we can relate to someone and convince someone of the meaning of an argument because of its direct implications about on someone with whom they have a relationship or someone they care about.
So, I mean, I would guess that you draw on some storytelling in your ministry.
There's no question. There's nothing more powerful than a story that we can see ourselves within.
Okay, so what about narrative? Are you reading any good fiction these days?
There's an Israeli writer named Edgar Caret, mm-hmm. who writes just beautifully these stories that are sort of have surrealistic aspects to them, that are poignant parables on contemporary circumstance. A lot of it arising from the crucible that is Israel and the Middle East, but a lot of them have to do with what it is to live with other people, to share a space, to share time, to age, to see your body change with the years. So Edgar Caret is the author that I'm most familiar with most recently and recommending to others.
All right. Well, Rabbi, thank you for your time today.
I'm delighted. Thank you very much. I appreciate the opportunity.
Aaron Bisno is the senior rabbi at Rodef Shalom Congregation in Shadyside. Speaking Volumes is available as a podcast on the iTunes Store and at wesa.fm/speakingvolumes, where you can post your book recommendations for possible inclusion in a future broadcast. You can also tweet your picks and keep up on literary news of local interest by following @Booksburg on Twitter. Speaking Volumes on 90.5 FM WESA is supported by Carnegie Library of Pittsburgh, dedicated to engaging our region in literacy and learning. Thanks for listening.
And then form our opinions, but it turns out that, unbeknownst to us, most of us come by our opinions and then select the evidence that supports it and are quick to reject the evidence that doesn't. Mm-hmm. So what this literature is suggesting is that we won't be terribly successful in convincing someone of our opinion or changing their mind or even opening up dialogue if we're just marshaling facts. And so what actually turns out to work best is that when we can bring a narrative, when we can bring a story, when we can relate to someone and convince someone of the meaning of an argument because of its direct implications about on someone with whom they have a relationship or someone they care about.
So, I mean, I would guess that you draw on some storytelling in your ministry.
There's no question. There's nothing more powerful than a story that we can see ourselves within.
Okay, so what about narrative? Are you reading any good fiction these days?
There's an Israeli writer named Edgar Caret, mm-hmm. who writes just beautifully these stories that are sort of have surrealistic aspects to them, that are poignant parables on contemporary circumstance. A lot of it arising from the crucible that is Israel and the Middle East, but a lot of them have to do with what it is to live with other people, to share a space, to share time, to age, to see your body change with the years. So Edgar Caret is the author that I'm most familiar with most recently and recommending to others.
All right. Well, Rabbi, thank you for your time today.
I'm delighted. Thank you very much. I appreciate the opportunity.
Aaron Bisno is the senior rabbi at Rodef Shalom Congregation in Shadyside. And Speaking Volumes is available as a podcast on the iTunes Store and at wesa.fm/speakingvolumes, where you post your book recommendations for possible inclusion in a future broadcast. You can also tweet your picks and keep up on literary news of local interest by following @Booksburg on Twitter. Speaking of